你听紧嘅系 SBS 电台广东话节目，即刻登入 sbs.com.au/cantonese 浏览最新嘅新闻资讯。
SBS 啱啱推出咗一辑最新嘅免费英语学习服务，可以帮助我哋呢啲身处喺海外嘅人士去学习英语。提高英语水平最好嘅方法就系每日去听同埋每日练习。英语学习 podcast 可以喺呢方面帮到你，令你有更好嘅沟通去认识新朋友，亦都可以为我哋创造更美好嘅生活。通过 SBS Learn English， 我哋可以了解更多澳洲嘅生活方式同文化，令我哋更加融入当地生活。
Learning English helps me participate in community activities.
Hi, and welcome to the SBS Learn English podcast, where we help Australians to speak, understand, and connect. My name is Josipa, and like you, I want to know more about the English language so that I can play a full part in my community. Today, we'll practice phrases that are useful when you are joining a community sport club and cheering on your favorite team. In our first conversation today, we have Alan, a father who wants his son to join a cricket club, and Marianne, who today works at a local community sports club.
Hi, I've just completed the rego for my 5-year-old son to join the cricket club. It'll be his first time playing the sport.
You got it done just in time for this summer. At this stage in the game, sessions will run every Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m.
My son's really excited about being part of the club. It'll give him a great head start in cricket.
We're looking forward to having him. We could really do with some new players. He'll have a lot of fun and make a lot of new friends.
Cricket is Australia's national summer sport. According to the National Cricket Census, around 1.77 million participated in cricket programs in 2021. Wow, no wonder Alan wants his son to join a cricket club. Now, let's take a closer look at the conversation between Alan and Marianne. Alan said,
I've just completed the rego for my 5-year-old son to join the cricket club.
Alan said he completed the rego for the club. Rego is short for registration. That is, to join something officially, usually by completing a form. The term can be used for any kind of registration, such as the registration of a motor vehicle, which we call car rego. Marianne said,
At this stage in the game, sessions will run every Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
At this stage in the game is an expression that means right now. It can be used when talking about other things, not just sport. For example, you could say, At this stage in the game, we are unsure if we want to buy a house close to the city. Marianne said that at this stage in the game, sessions for cricket will run every Saturday. A session is a period of time planned to do a particular activity. This can relate to any activity, such as watching a movie or taking an art class. You could say, for example, I went to a yoga session yesterday. Alan then said,
It will give him a head start in cricket.
To get a head start means to gain an advantage by starting early or before other people. You can also get a head start in other things. For example, you could say, A good nursery gives my child a head start in life.
We could really do with some new players.
The phrase could really do with means to benefit. You could use this phrase in many everyday situations. For example, I could say, after a long day recording this episode, I could really do with a nice, relaxing bath. If you are not sporty or interested in joining a sports club to play yourself, you might still want to be a spectator. A spectator is someone who watches a game, show, or other event. In our second conversation today, Alan and Marianne are two spectators watching a local sports club competition.
Go Strikers! Well done, boys. You got this. Wow. This game is such a nail-biter. I never thought our team would make it this far. They've certainly defied the odds. It's great to see.
Yes, all the blood, sweat and tears were worth it. They're really giving the other team a run for their money.
Good call on the foul from the referee too. At first, I didn't think he noticed it.
Ditto. Oh, I hope we get to the finals. Our team might not be the favourite, but they deserve to win.
Lots of phrases to go through. Let's do it one at a time. First, we have Marianne.
You got this!
This is an expression we use a lot in everyday life. We say it to let someone know that we believe they can achieve what they've set out to do. So, whenever you feel like that a person next to you could use some encouragement, meaning they need more confidence to do something, you could give them a tap on the shoulder and say, "You got this."
Wow, this game is such a nail-biter.
A nail-biter is a very exciting situation or a game in which is not clear what is going to happen or who will win.
I never thought our team would make it this far. They've certainly defied the odds.
To defy the odds means to do something that seems impossible. For example, I thought that she wasn't the best singer in school, but she defied the odds and won the competition. Alan then replied,
"Yes, all the blood, sweat and tears were worth it."
Blood, sweat and tears. When something requires that you put blood, sweat and tears in it, it's a hard thing to do and it requires a lot of effort. For example, he put a lot of blood, sweat and tears into his career and it was worth it. When something is worth it means that it's useful or enjoyable even if it took a lot of effort to achieve it. We could say, for example, it was hard work moving to a new country, but it was definitely worth it. Alan also said,
"They're really giving the other team a run for their money."
If you give someone a run for their money, it means that you are playing so well that you are making it difficult for someone to win. For example, he's new to the sport, but he's giving the other players a run for their money. Marion then said,
"Good call on the foul from the referee too."
She meant that it was good that the referee noticed the foul. A foul is something that a player should not do according to the rules of the game. The referee is the official who watches the game closely to make sure that the players are following the rules. He or she decides if something that a player did follows the rules or not. This is called making a call. So, a referee makes calls, that is, decisions in the game, if there are problems that need to be resolved. Marian thought that the referee made a good call on the foul. Alan agreed and he said,
"Ditto."
Ditto means the same again, so we use it when we agree with what someone has just said.
Our team might not be the favourite, but they deserve to win.
In sports, when a player or a team is the favorite, it means that most people think they will win. We could also say that they are the front runner. Did you know that more than 8 million Australians are involved in community sports every year? My guest today is the mom of one of those 8 million Australians. Her name is Maridel Martinez Andanar. Her eldest son is a member of a local soccer club in Melbourne. Welcome, Maridel.
Hi, Josipa. Do you know that there are currently over 2 million people in Australia playing soccer? It's almost as popular as swimming with kids. Over 1.194 million kids play it on a regular basis. My son, who's now 15, has been playing soccer since he was 9.
That's great. And what made you decide to get your son involved in community sports?
He's always been athletic, but I wanted him to get a head start in soccer. It has helped him not only become more physically active, but also be a team player. It's been great so far.
Maridel, what should parents know when it comes to registering their kids in community sport?
Annual fees are part of joining clubs, but there are ways that children can still participate in community sport without spending a lot of money. Sport Australia organizes sporting schools. Sporting schools is a government initiative that helps promote children's participation in sports by giving them and their families opportunities to play community sport. There are also sports vouchers available every year that children in every state can access. I know in Victoria, the program is called Get Active Kids Voucher Program. In New South Wales, it's called the Active Kids Voucher.
I wasn't aware of that. Thank you for the information, Maridel.
No worries, Josipa.
Would you be able to stick around a little bit longer to revisit the phrases and expressions in this episode?
Sure, I'd be glad to.
Thank you, Maridel. Now see if you can answer these questions before hearing the answers. What is a nail biter?
A nail biter is a very exciting situation or a game in which it is not clear what is going to happen or who will win. For example, we could say, that film was a nail biter.
What does it mean if you say you could really do with something?
It means you could benefit from it. For example, I could really do with a good night's sleep.
When something is worth it, it is.
When something's worth it means that it is something useful or enjoyable, even if it took a lot of effort to achieve it.
We heard different ways to talk about your sport team.
This game is such a nail biter.
I never thought our team would make it this far. They've certainly defied the odds.
All the blood, sweat and tears were worth it.
Good call on the foul from the referee too.
Our team might not be the favourite, but they deserve to win.
They're giving the other team a run for their money.
That's all we have for today. Now head to sbs.com.au/learnenglish and test your listening and understanding skills with our quiz. There you can also find additional learning notes and transcripts. If you would like to get in touch with us, send us an email, learnenglish@sbs.com.au, or reach out on Facebook. We are SBS Learn English. Thank you for listening.
Learning English can change your life. Subscribe so you don't miss an episode and visit our website for learning notes and transcripts.
Want to listen to more of the program's content? Use Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, or other podcast applications to listen.